Lift up your chin. Lift up your chin. Oh, when we take a walk, do we have our chest out and our chin up? Do we lift up our chin? Are we happy? Are we saying to ourselves, I am whole and perfect. I have a radiant body. My body is the temple of the living spirit. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm magnificent. I am that I am. Do we say that every time we take a walk? Every time we take a walk around the department stores or the grocery stores or up and down the street near our home, or whenever we take a walk, just to take a walk, when we take the dog out for a walk, do we lift up our chin and say, wow, I feel great. Wow, I feel wonderful. Wow, this is a marvelous way to live. It's a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous way to live. And then it is truly a marvelous way to live, because it is the way we are living. It is the way we are spelling out our life. It is the way we are making the terms of our world, the terms of our life, fantastic and glorious. And it's all that matters. Now, is that all that matters for you? Is that all that matters for you, that you are speaking your word and lifting up your voice and saying, all is good, all is fantastic, all is marvelous, all is wonderful? And then your chin is up there and you're walking along feeling glorious, feeling bright, feeling alive, feeling dynamic. And when you feel dynamic, your whole body radiates the dynamics that you feel. When you feel wonderful, your chin is up, your chest is out, you walk with a lovely stride, and life is wonderful. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to us how we're going to approach life, how we're going to walk along the streets of the world, and how we're going to greet all of our people that come into our way. Do you look at the sun and say, wow, what a lovely sun? Do you look at another person that comes to you? Oh, there's John. There's Mary. Wow, hi, you guys. How you doing? Wonderful to see you. You look just great. Or are we a sad sack? We can be, you know. We can be anything we want. And when we lift up our chin, the world looks at us and the world says, golly, that must be a wonderful person. That must be a wonderful person. They look, does the queen ever walk around with her chin tucked under her shoulder? Never. Because if the queen ever did that, she would give the impression that there were problems that needed solving in this world, and she was working on these difficult problems, and it was very, very difficult, very difficult. Yes, that's what impression we give. Now, we have no right to do anything except express our divine self. And expressing our divine self is that all is in divine order. All is beautiful. All is good. All is fantastic. All is glorious. Yes. And when we say that, when we live that, when we are that, then that's exactly what we know, and that's exactly what we feel. That's exactly how we act. But it's up to us. We have to put on the show. We have to put on the outward appearance of who and what we really are inside of ourselves, and who we expect to find in the world about us. A person who walks down the street with a smile on their face is a person that is greeted with a smile on their face by other people, because that person radiates a smile. They cause smiles to be the cause of the day, the way the life is being done. And that's all that matters, isn't it? All that matters is how we look at life. And if we look at life with a smile on our face, life will have a smile on its face. If we look at the good things in life, if we look at the joyous things in life, if we call forth the beauty of the world about us from the world within us, we will see it and we will live in it. It's so great to live in a world filled with goodness and happiness. It's so great to live in a world filled with peace. It's so great to live in a world where you walk down the street with your chin up and you look at the world, not your nose up, but your chin up, of being proud of the world that you're in, being proud of who you are, being proud of all that's going on around you. That's what makes the world wonderful and fantastic and glorious and good. That's what makes all life what we really want it to be. Now, we can establish as we walk out of the house each morning and go along our way to say, this is a glorious world. I live in a happy world, and look around with a smile in your eyes, with a twinkle in your eyes. People say, I like that person. They have a twinkle in their eyes. They have a joy in their heart. It's bubbling out all over them. They're just wonderful. They're just fabulous. They're just magnificent. It's so wonderful to see them, to talk to them, to know them. Yes, it is wonderful to see them, to talk to them, to know them. It's wonderful. And why is it wonderful? Because they are enjoying life. Now, you see, for you or me, for us to enjoy life means one thing. We enjoy life. We do. Not somebody else is having a happy day, or somebody else is having a happy experience, somebody else is having goodness in their world. We are having that in our world. And when we live in that consciousness of enjoying life at all times with a smile in our eyes, with a twinkle in our eyes, as we go through life, as we are like the Santa Claus with a twinkle in his eye. Why do you think Santa Claus always has a twinkle in his eye? Santa Claus always has a twinkle in his eyes because Santa Claus is always giving. Santa Claus is always giving. Why, when one person gives something happy or loving to another person, do they have a twinkle in their eye? They don't have a twinkle in their eye because, ha, 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 ha. They have a twinkle in their eye that says, ah, yes, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that glorious? And wow, yes, my goodness sakes, it is great, and great it is indeed. Now, it's a choice that we make for ourselves. It's a decision that we make for ourselves. It's an attitude we have in us. And that attitude is something that only we can pump up. Only we can bring forth. Only we can give birth to. Only we can give power to. It's an attitude that makes us feel that life is a wonderful experience. Every day, every moment, every way, life is the best that it can ever be, and I am living it. I don't care if I have problems I'm overcoming and working with. I don't care if I have circumstances that shake my boat and shake the boat of other people. I don't care. They're not my attention. I'm not giving attention to them. I give attention only to the solution, only to the success, only to the joy. I give my attention only to peace on earth, because that's all that matters to me. Now, is that all that matters to you? Hope to kiss a pig. That's all, and you know, pigs are wonderful little creatures. They love to be kissed, and they love to be cuddled, and they really are very clean, regardless if we have them out and feed them in a poor way. But this is our image. It's our attitude. What is your attitude about life? What is a pig's attitude about life? He likes himself. What's a dog's attitude about life? He likes himself. What's a child's attitude about life? They think life is wonderful. What does a newlywed think of each other? They think, wow, I have the most beautiful person in the world who has decided to walk the path of life with me. And I have decided to walk the path with them. And I am happy, I am happy, I am happy. So, start making this what you want out of life. Start making this what you want to be in your reality. And start having it not only be what you want it to be, but what it is. And it is that because that is what your every moment thought is all about. That is what your every moment attitude is all about. That's what your attention is placed on at all times. The highest and best for you, for your world, for everyone. And as you do that, It is done in your world. It is done in your life. It is done in every experience you have. And life is indeed wonderful beyond imagination. So, as I say I love you, it's an easy thing to do because I love myself. And I pour my love out on you and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.